the students actually have a lot of fun. Like, yeah. They really want to learn about other people, and they want to see what's going on and how, if we're all interested in healthcare, we care about health in general. So yep. I think that you make life more interesting in the program, and as a professional, just if you are collaborating with other professionals out there, life is just way more interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And way better care, I think, in the long mm-hmm. run.
I think the key is communication, right? Yeah. Teaching our students how to communicate with other professions. And you know, the language you speak in one profession, although medical, there might be many terms that they're not aware of that you'll learn from another profession. And
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. The more we can teach them how to communicate, work as a team. I mean, that's what healthcare is working in as a team in order to get your patient better.
Yeah, and all the different contexts of health, right? So I think that's absolutely. The other piece. Our students are across BC, I think Western Canada and Canada, right? So rural, tertiary care, there's so many differences in how we deliver
sharing
care.
Those experiences, yeah. Right?
So when we think about like the tightly coupled professions that work together all the time, but that there's the loosely coupled ones. So, you know, I think of a medical laboratory or biomeds, right? I mean, right now without technology, where would we be? And I mean, and that profession not only teaches us about all the equipment that we're using, like how to use that equipment, but they also keep healthcare running, right? So,
you know, when we sort of see our patients, we sometimes think within that silo that this is all that we're going to see. But in actual fact, you know, that patient has, you know, they think that might be important because you talk about that. But, you know, in the big picture, that patient has to negotiate with themselves how they're going to prioritize that. So anytime that we could help with that, mm-hmm. I think could be useful for a patient.
Yeah, we're really educating our patients as well. So I think if we're educating our students and collaborating well, then that's only going to improve the patient outcomes and the patient experience.
Many professions have different priorities, and so that we inadvertently teach our students the perspectives from our own professional lenses. So this is a great opportunity for the students to hear other perspectives from other professions.
Mm-hmm. It can only improve patient communication as well.
Yeah.
And you know, you get more comfortable speaking to one another.
I think that communication piece is really important because we sometimes use certain language about how patients, you know, their range of motion or how they move, and you may use a different, but it's actually the same thing. And so the patient is left there thinking, oh, that's not what the other person said. Is that good or bad?
Yeah.
And it's actually the same thing. Or, you know, if someone sort of says, I want them in this position, but they phrase it differently, then you're not sure how to do your job. So the more we can communicate about actually all the similarities that we have, because we have more similarities then we have differences.
We inadvertently forget that we're socializing often our students to not just a profession but the whole team.
Absolutely.
And so I think our goal is really thinking about how are we going to socialize our students to be part of this team, to leave BCIT, go into their clinical practice, looking at the rest of their team, looking for the team, versus just thinking they're on their own and helping. So yeah.
And feeling more confident going into unknown situations.
They've
worked on this communication or worked with different people and different programs, they'll feel more confident when they're faced with that out in the real world.
Yeah, I think they're also not maybe afraid of talking to someone who's not in their profession. You know, you see someone down the hall and you don't really want to talk to them because you don't know who they are, and then you suddenly realize, oh, I've met someone from sonography before, so I feel more comfortable talking to someone from sonography when I've actually done that as a student. Yeah. So you can take that experience forward.
And all the conflict resolution, right? So how to deal with conflict. They're going to be way better patient advocates if they are able to say, hey, I don't think this is right, or you know, we need to advocate for whatever it is. If anybody has any questions, they should always be able to speak their mind, right? And not have, you know, worries about being
taking down those walls of hierarchies and
absolutely.
Stuff, you know.
All of our professions, I know sonography and medical radiography, they've all introduced interprofessional education and competencies within their national competency profiles. It's an expectation.
Yeah. Well, and absolutely, I think patients absolutely assume this is already being done. And the number of times you see a patient say, well, don't you know about this already?
Absolutely.
And they're shocked, actually, on how little communication goes on. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to catch up to their expectations.
Definitely.
Oh,
we
brilliant.
Do our students a disservice by not actually providing those interprofessional education and collaborative opportunities.
Mm-hmm.